You're listening to SBS News.
Anthony, thank you for your time. To what extent did the company's bottom line benefit from the pandemic?
I guess the pandemic has helped sales orders, particularly in May and June, elevate to levels that we've never seen before. You know, where our compared to the same month the prior year, it was up 70%. So probably in the it will help us. It has helped us in the in this final result for the year, but it's probably going to help us more, as we've mentioned in our outlook, in the first half of this financial year.
Speaking of the outlook, can you tell me about how consumers are feeling at the moment when they walk through your stores? And do you see a time when they start to spend less, especially at similar stores to yours, since generally, as a group, they've been doing well?
Yes. Look, it's every month is a new learning in this environment. When we saw the rebound in May, where, you know, our store traffic was up 30%, we really thought that'll just be for 1 month, pent-up demand, and it'll then settle down a normal trade. But that continued in June. It continued in July. There was almost like a reallocation of spend. However, look, the Melbourne closure, I think, is starting to concern people, and they're becoming a little bit more wary that they realise that we're not out of the woods yet in Australia. And so it'll be interesting to see from now on how the consumer reacts.
Yeah, what does concern you the most about the current economic climate?
Oh, I think the uncertainty is about how this virus, how it will continue. Will it elevate? Will we get these second and third waves? And how that impacts employment, you know, that we don't want to see, you know, obviously high unemployment does lower consumer confidence.
What about for your business? Will the pandemic change, for example, the supply side of your business, given that so much of it comes from, or so much of your goods comes from China?
Yeah, look, 40% is coming from China, 40% is coming from Vietnam, the 20% is from other Asian countries. At this point, we're not really shifting that. The China factories are very reliable. They were very good during the shutdown. I know there's a bit of a consumer anti-sentiment towards Chinese-made products at the moment. But the fact is they're very good manufacturers. They're reliable, and, you know, it's we have good relationship with our factories in China as we do in Vietnam.
Anthony, Nick Scali as a company has been operating for nearly 60 years, so it's already experienced a recession. What's different this time?
Well, every recession's different. And this one is really different. We would have never expected to see what we've seen in terms of the volatility of trading that we're seeing now. But, you know, in a downturn, you need to keep your costs down and you need to work hard. And, our balance sheet's really strong. We're in a great position. We own a lot of stores. We've got a lot of cash. We've got a strong brand. So I suppose we're fortunate in that sense, and if it does get tougher.
So your dad, Nick Scali, started the business in 1962, an Italian migrant. What was the biggest lesson you learnt from him?
I learned everything from my dad. His work ethic is what resonated with me, particularly, you know, arriving into this country at 18 years of age with no money. Italy was in a poor state back in the mid-50s, and that, you know, economically it was difficult to get a job in Italy. And, I guess the biggest lesson is that I don't forget my roots in that sense, and what that my parents, both parents, went through. That, you know, that it was difficult those times, and they did it by working hard.
And just finally, the business initially started in multicultural Ashfield in Sydney. How did the multicultural community shape the way the business grew? And does it still have an impact today? Because I did read somewhere that in the origins, the kind of products that were being imported, I guess, were the ones that was demanded by that particular community in multicultural Ashfield.
No, exactly right. In fact, even, I mean, the location of the store in Ashfield is nearby, where it is, you know, down the road from Haverfield and Five Dock, where all the Italians lived in those days. And yeah, that Nick Scali was a company importing furniture from Italy for the Italians. You know, the style, the Baroque, we were selling Baroque style furniture because particularly the Southern Italians really liked that. And it was a very niche market. And yeah, but then later in years later, then we had other immigrants, like the Lebanese communities, the Greek communities who supported the business. You know, very, very European in the sense is how we always have that feel. It's still in the business. There's still that culture that we are. The Italian heritage is still there.